This is Akashvani, the news, read by Meenakshi Sant. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that the hospitals should be declared as safe zones with mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. Additionally, the IMA has also called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will conduct a psychological assessment of Sanjay Roy, the accused in the rape and murder case of a Kolkata doctor that has triggered nationwide protests. A CBI official said a team of psychological and behavioral analysts from the Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Delhi has arrived in Kolkata to conduct the necessary tests. CBI has already taken Roy into custody. The Kolkata Police has imposed Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 around R.G. Carr Medical College and hospital for 7 days with effect from today to prevent unlawful gathering of five or more people in the area. Two leaders of Students' Federation of India have been picked up from the Behlap area by the police in connection with the vandalism that occurred on the intervening night of August 14th at the medical college. Meanwhile, the former principal of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital has again been called by the CBI for interrogation at CGO complex today. He was also interrogated yesterday. Union government has decided to form a committee to suggest all possible measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. The government made the decision after considering the concerns expressed by various healthcare stakeholders, including FORDA and IMA. It has also invited the state governments to present their suggestions to the committee on the matter. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art maritime rescue coordination centre of the Indian Coast Guard during his visit to Chennai today. He will also inaugurate the Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. The Pollution Centre, located at the Chennai port, represents a pioneering step in marine pollution management. It will play a crucial role in coordinating responses to marine pollution incidents, particularly oil and chemical spills in the waters adjoining coastal states. The new facilities will ensure robust maritime security and efficient responses to emergencies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his Kuwait counterpart, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 3 lakh rupees on Sriram's IES for publishing false and misleading advertising regarding the result of UPSC Civil Service Exam 2022. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that the decision was taken to protect and promote the rights of consumers as a class and ensure that no false or misleading advertisement is made of any goods or services. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, will arrive in India today on a 5-day official visit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.